Good afternoon. Obviously very disappointed in the outcome of the game. Not disappointed in the effort of our team and how they played today. I'm proud of the way they played. It was difficult. We can grow from this, however, and learn to play better. There's so many good things in that game, and obviously those are overshadowed by the end result. And obviously the last couple minutes and how it came out. Again, I think the guys played extremely hard, and you know, I'm sick about the outcome of the game. We'll take questions.
Did you think it was a pass interference in the end zone?
I did not. I felt like those two were both jostling for the ball. And obviously the penalty was called, so at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what I think. The only thing I could see was basically on the replay. I wasn't sure. My initial thought was that it might have glanced one of the Patriots' legs. And then I know that, and I'm not sure we had an opportunity to get it. I'm not sure who it was in there. And we had a chance to get in there and get it, and they ended up with the ball.
Surprised you that it went up down the middle? That the kick went down the middle?
No, we had seen that. We had seen their number of kicks, ones that they kicked to either side and then down the middle. So we were prepared for it, and it was a good kick. It was well executed by them, and they had guys there. We had a chance at the ball and just couldn't come up with it.
What did you think of the penalty on Poyer on the first touchdown of the two?
Yeah, I didn't. All I saw was him hitting the guy, and I thought he hit him with his shoulder. I didn't see any penalty there. Again, I didn't have a great look at it. We'll take a look at it when we see film.
Chud, was Billy kind of affected by an injury on the final tip? It looked like he was banged up.
He got his calf cramped up, so he actually didn't kick off after we scored the touchdown. Spencer Lanning kicked off. He was able to give that last one a shot, obviously, though.
Did you consider Lanning?
For that distance of a kick?
Yeah.
No.
What was Billy's range?
About in the 52-53 range. Felt like another 5 yards he'd have a shot at it, in that type of situation.
So, Rob, this is just an incredible ending. What do you say to these guys after? What did you say?
I told them I was proud of them, the way they played. I told them that, they competed. They did the things that we outlined that we needed to against that team. Obviously, the Patriots are a great team. I give them a lot of credit. For what they've been able to do, and certainly Tom Brady's done that a lot of times in his career. I told him that we can grow from this, and we can get better, and we can learn from this. We need to compete the same way and continue to compete and fight the way that they're fighting, and we got to keep focusing on the process. There's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of growth internally, and it gets sometimes overshadowed by the outcome, but we have to focus on those two things.
Some of those good things going on show up when you have good quarterback play. How do you assess the way Campbell played today?
I thought Jason played very well today. He managed the game, managed the offense, made plays, stood in there, took some hits and delivered some big throws. He was very much into the game and really on top of his game, and I thought he played very well. And again, I'll go back and look at it, and we'll correct and assess all the details of it.
It's surprising with all the success he had in the short week and everything, he was the only one who was down for a while.
Yeah, it would normally, except when he practiced Thursday and Friday, it looked like he hadn't missed a beat, and I think I mentioned that to you guys the other day. He practiced like he hadn't missed any time.
About Gordon, what did you think of this game?
He obviously made some big plays for us, had some great run after catch underneath. He was able to get deep. I think he's showing the things that he's been showing and continue to be consistent on. I couldn't hear you. Yeah, you know, I think that, again, it was he was tackling him low and just trying to get him on the ground. I don't think there was anything to that. Clearly, it looked like Gronkowski was able to take a few steps on it after he caught it and was running him. I think TJ just went low to try to get him on the ground. And, of course, you hate to see any player ever injured. Gronkowski's a great player, and I don't know the severity of the injury at all, but, you know, I hope he's back, and you know, you hate to see that happen.
How do you describe the defensive day when they blank Tom Brady for a good chunk of the day and then in the end give up those, you know, the late score?
Well, you know, we just have to look at it and figure it out what were the issues and get those things corrected. You know, again, Brady's done that. How many times has he done that in his career? You know, he's a great player, and they're a great team. And, you know, we had our opportunity, and, you know, we weren't able to close the game out the way we wanted to. But, you know, again, I feel strongly that this and these types of experiences and these type of challenges says a lot about our team, and we will grow from these, and we will get better.
Scored the first touchdown about 10 minutes left in the third quarter. What's the thought process when you go for two in that situation?
Yeah, you know, all the studies and analytics and all those type of things, you come up with a two-point chart. And in the second half, with that particular lead at that point, you go for the two. You know, knowing New England and their ability to score and score quickly to try to get it to a two-touchdown game, you know, is critical. And at the end of the day, it didn't matter. We ended up winning by 1 point. New England went for two on the very last play. They would have kicked the extra point if it would have been, you know, a one-point game or you know, the difference would have been 1 point.
Chad, the first quarter, I don't know if Gordon was thrown to at all. Maybe he was, but he didn't have a catch. Was Norv saying from above that he's open on every play?
That Norv was saying that?
No, it looked like he was open on every play, and then you guys started going to him in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We'll have to look at it. I mean, we weren't purposely not going to him. So, you know, I think that whether it was the play or some, you know, the read or whatever may have taken Jason elsewhere, and or maybe we missed him. I'll just have to look at the tape.
How about some of the injuries, Chuck? Greco and Gahey and
Yeah, Greco had a sprained knee, and obviously he did not return, so we'll take a look at it when we get back. And Willis has a concussion, so we'll assess him as we go forward.